Welcome to Not For Educational Purposes, a How Did We Get Here Productions production. In this podcast, we take random subjects we know nothing about and attempt to learn more about them using the internet while we careen off topic and see how far away from the original subject we can get. This podcast is so unhinged that we lost the door centuries ago. There will be nonsense, chaos, a fair bit of swearing, and occasionally some triggering topics such as sex, drugs, death, blood, and other unsavory things. So if any of those things make you squeamish, or if you're under the age of 18, please listen at your own discretion.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Not For Educational Purposes. I'm Nova.
I am Kai, and I am currently sick.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about hopefully some not depressing stuff, but we might.
We might talk about some depressing stuff today, but that's fine.
You'll learn something regardless.
That's true. I would like to start, though.
Oh?
We have an email.
We got an email?
With a question in it.
I am shooketh.
It's from Skylar, who I believe is Ronnie on the Patreon.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what they mean.
Okay.
But it's where did witches come from or witchcraft? So I'm assuming I'm not entirely sure if they mean like ye oldie witches and witchcraft or like current witches and witchcraft. But
I feel like it's like how, because it's just paganism, isn't that what witchcraft is? And aren't witches like, they're like magic healers.
So my general understanding of what quote unquote witches used to be were just women of science. Like they were just doctors.
Yeah, they were.
Who weren't doctors.
Yeah.
Because they weren't allowed to be doctors.
Yeah. That would make sense.
And because they were so damn good at their job, and they were better than the men, the men were like, ah, you must be using magic. Witch.
Boo.
Boo. Hiss. Burn. Steak.
Steak. And potatoes.
And potatoes. But if we're talking about, like, modern witchcraft, I believe it's just paganism.
Okay. Thank you for sending in the email. This is fun.
Wicca.
Okay.
Neo-pagan witchcraft.
Where did that come from?
Well, pagan would be paganism. Neo-pagan is like new paganism, so like
modern. See, that's paganism. I didn't know what neo meant.
Neo is the Latin for new, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's Wicca. But I don't know, Wicca feels...
Is that...
I feel like looking this up on the internet is wrong. I need to ask someone who actually practices witchcraft.
Like, ask a witch?
Because there's going to be so much crap in this.
Yeah.
And, like, is Wicca the correct term, or is that the, like, Bed Bath & Beyond version of witchcraft?
The live, laugh, love version?
The live, laugh, love. Is that the witchcraft for white people, or is that actually witchcraft? I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Where did paganism come... Because that's... Vikings were pagans, right? Or am I crazy?
So... okay. So... Paganism is a term first used in the 4th century by early Christians for people in the Roman Empire who practiced polytheism. Polytheism, it meaning the worship of many gods. So, like, people worshipped Jupiter and all that stuff.
Not Zeus.
Or ethnic religions other than Judaism.
Okay. So they're like, no, you can only be Christian or else you're pagan. Like, there's only two... That's so limiting.
There's two options. In the time of the Roman Empire, individuals fell... into the pagan class, either because they were increasingly rural and provincial relative to the Christian population, or because They were not soldiers of Christ. It's literally paganism is just not Christian.
Okay. Huh.
That's so fucking dumb.
That's gross. They really were just like, you're with us or you're against us.
Yep.
A lot of people are like, oh, I think we're against you, friend.
Oh, Lord above. Yeah, and then the Christians stole a bunch of stuff from the pagans. And like,
yeah, like not only physical things, but also part of their religion.
Also parts of their religion to make or it seem
different
like the
religions.
Devil. Yep.
Man, that's wild. Isn't that also like they were like calling everybody heathens? They're like, if you don't believe in Jesus, you're a heathen.
Yeah, what does heathen mean?
Like, say,
I know what
friend.
It means, but like, what is the dictionary definition of heathen? Tell me. Oh, heathen, derogatory. A person who does not belong to a widely held religion, specifically one who is not a Christian, Jew, or Muslim, as regarded by those who do.
Are those the only wildly held religions?
No, but those are like a widely held religion, especially one who is not a Christian, Jew, or Muslim. So those possible at the time, those were the religions who would be most likely to call you a heathen.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Which seems, I don't know. This is Oxford. They're British.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, by definition, a little bit racist.
I feel like that's where the words started.
But it's fine.
Well.
But similar would be pagan, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But a heathen is someone who does not belong to a widely spread religion.
Like you and I.
Exactly. We're heathens, yeah. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I'm a proud heathen.
100%.
I need that on a bumper sticker.
Proud heathen.
Proud heathen. You just need to, like, do all the,
you gotta put
the,
that,
like,
next to your door. Your door handle.
Because I keep having Christian people come up and leave pamphlets and try to talk to me.
Like, fuck off.
I want to, like, change all the, like, Jesus bumper stickers and just put heathen in place of Jesus. The heathens are coming. Are you ready?
The heathens are coming. I love it.
Yeah. We're going to try to promote bodily autonomy and world
bodily
peace.
Bodily autonomy.
Oh, no.
How dare. How dare we promote people caring about themselves.
So it started
with... Yeah, selfish. Uh-huh. Yes, so, that's the point.
Yeah. We started with paganism.
Uh-huh.
And then did people just start calling people witches? They're like, we came up with the word heathen. And they were like, that's not scary enough. But what if we call them witches? It's like, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like something we could torture.
I don't know. Because I feel like modern witchcraft takes a lot of its stuff from paganism. But I don't think it is paganism.
Okay, so what's the difference?
I mean, it might be. I guess it is paganism because it is not a widely spread. It's not Christianity.
Yeah, it's they don't believe in Jesus. Well, I
That's
knew
not
a witch
true.
That
That's
believes
not
in
true.
Jesus. Yeah, no.
They, there are some witches of Jesus, but they don't call him Jesus. They call him Muhammad because that's who he was.
Oh, yeah.
His name isn't Jesus.
Why is they call him Jesus? If his name is Muhammad.
I don't know. Why is Lemony Snicket? It's a pen name.
It's a pen name.
It's Jesus. It's Jesus's, Jesus is.
Jesus.
Okay, so you know how some celebrities don't use their mm-hmm. actual name?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's a stage name.
It's a stage name.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah. It's just the whitewash version.
Yeah. Okay. So from the 1930s, occult neo-pagan groups began to emerge who called their religion a kind of quote-unquote witchcraft.
Okay.
But this is definitely more cult-like. They were initiatory secret societies inspired by Murray's quote-unquote witch cult theory, ceremonial magic, Aleister Crowley's Thelema, and historical paganism. So the difference between pagan versus Wicca, the Wicca is considered a form of modern witchcraft, and the focus on magic is one of the biggest differences between Wicca and paganism.
Okay, so paganism didn't focus on magic.
Not so much, no.
Okay, they were just like, appease the gods or
mm-hmm.
the land or mm-hmm. whatever they were into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I
fully believe that ye olden witchcraft was just women healers and
yeah.
the men just didn't like it.
Cool. I need everyone to be aware that before we continue, because I feel like this is going to be a whole religious episode. I don't believe in anything and I don't know about a lot of stuff beyond Christianity because I grew up in Southern Baptism. So if I say something ignorant about a religion or whatever.
Yeah, if we say something dumb.
I'm sorry. If it's about Christianity, fuck off. I don't care. But if it's about any other religion, if it's about any pagan religion,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Please educate me.
Yes. To put this into context, we are two white people.
Yes.
we know nothing.
No, yeah.
And
no.
We would like to know more.
Yeah.
But if we say something stupid,
yeah,
please just educate us. Please don't be mad. We want to
gently.
Learn. That's
the whole point of this podcast, is it's educational.
We want to learn.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to get that out of the way before I say something dumb and someone's like, no, that's not how that is. And I'm like, look, man, I'm apologized.
It's like, I'm sorry.
I don't believe in the same thing you do. So I don't look into that.
Didn't
anyway.
Even think about it.
So before we go into that, there we go.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
Disclaimer.
It's a big disclaimer. I wonder what would happen if you walk up to a Christian and start being like, you hear about the good word of Muhammad? He's coming back.
I feel like they would automatically assume you're talking about being Muslim, which I feel like, depending on the Christian, would not go over very well.
That sounds like them being uneducated.
Oh, 100% it is.
But like, that's your guy, friend.
Like, yeah, this is
your
dude.
Oh, man. Okay, so what is the root of the word witch? Like, what does that mean? Because people just be coming up with words, and I assume, like, if it popped up somewhere, they were like, oh, let's gather the meaning of this thing and turn it into a word.
Right. Briefly, I would like to go back to asking a Christian about Muhammad.
Yeah.
It's like asking people what they think about dihydrogen monoxide and about how 100% of people who ingest it die.
Is that just carbon monoxide?
Dihydrogen monoxide is water.
Oh.
Like, have you heard about dihydrogen monoxide? Did you know that 100% of people who ingest it die?
Yeah.
Like, yes. Eventually.
Yeah. Not when they do it.
Not immediately.
That is the same thing.
It's the same thing.
So funny. Oh, no. Need to start doing that to people. Not to anyone that, like, is unworthy of being ridiculed a little bit. But, like, anyone that... All of the people that keep coming up to my door, just like, have you heard about Jesus? And I'll be like, have you heard about Muhammad? Have you heard about dihydrogen monoxide? We're all talking nonsense up in here.
Yeah.
Like, for real, don't walk up to people's door.
Don't do
Why?
It. It's
Nobody...
rude.
I have... Okay, every time someone has come up to my door and either tried to talk to me or put a pamphlet, the only emotion that I am experiencing is anger.
It's rage.
Yeah, I'm just like, it probably comes from my, like, religious trauma. But, like, I just get angry. Like, I just want you to go away. I don't want to hear about it. I've learned about it. I've read the entire Bible.
Yeah.
I I know that thing, like someone who does not want to know about it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work. It doesn't. No. It just makes people angry. Some part of me feels like they just want to have someone to fight with. Like, they don't actually want to spread any good news. They just want you to be upset that they're trying to tell you a thing and you don't want to hear about it because you've been traumatized.
I disagree, actually. And I would like to tell you why.
Okay.
Because most of these people genuinely, wholeheartedly believe uh-huh. that what they are doing is correct and good and a good thing. They reject any form of they live off of confirmation bias. That is who these people are. They look for answers yeah. that will tell them what they want.
Yeah.
They're and like, if obviously. It doesn't tell them what they want, then obviously the answer is wrong.
Yeah.
These people genuinely think that they're doing a good thing. They're not. Mm-mm. But they believe that they are.
Yeah, because it just feels like they just want to piss me off. Like, I just...
But you being pissed off means that you need to go to the Lord.
I've been like, to the Lord.
I know.
I have been there. I know. I have searched for him, and the only thing I found was religious trauma.
I know.
I've been like, the only thing I found was shame. Yeah. And I don't want...
That's
like,
how they live. And I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. I do not understand how they function.
Yeah.
Like, how do you live with that much guilt?
Right?
Because that's all it is. Like, specifically Catholicism and Christianity, their whole mm-hmm. thing is like
guilt and shame.
You are full of sin.
Yeah.
And you need to not be full. You're full of sin by virtue of your very birth. It's like,
yeah. It's like, that's okay. not how that should work.
That's not how that works. Like, they quite literally shame you for being alive and then mm-hmm. make you pay them yeah. to not have sin anymore.
It's a fucking MLM.
It is.
And we're talking about crazy people like this that do this. If you're a good Christian, I have met a handful yes. of good Christians that are just like, look, I believe this. You don't have yep. to. Like, that has been we don't talk about it. Like, they're yep. lovely people. There are yep. lovely Christians, but we're talking about the crazy people.
Yes. The good people in religion, mm-hmm. I hope, know that we are not talking about them.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Typically, like, people who are secure in who they are,
yeah,
don't care.
Yeah,
it's like going up to a man and saying, "Ugh, men are trash." And if they go, "Hey, nope,"
you're like, "Oh, you're part of that equation, you're part of the problem." Yeah.
But like, the moment a man agrees, is like, "Oh yeah, you get it."
Yeah.
Like, you, I like you. You understand?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
You know
we're
that we're not
board.
Talking about you.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Okay, sorry. The origin of witches. The origin of the word witch
yeah.
is from the Old English Wicca, which is actually the masculine spelling, which I find interesting.
Oh.
I don't know how to pronounce the feminine one, but instead of an A at the end, it's an E. I don't know how to pronounce that. I wish it would tell me.
It's a wiki page.
It's a wiki page. It might be Wicca as opposed to Wicca.
Wicca.
And then Wiccan is the verb.
Oh.
But I also think that this... I think that the... I don't know if the double C is a hard C. It might be a ch sound, which is where we would get the witch from.
The double C?
Yeah. Because depending on the language, double C is either a hard C or it's a ch sound.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's either like a k or a ch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the Old English would have been. So like it used to maybe be witcha for masculine, witcha for feminine, and witchin for the verb, which would make sense as to why we currently call it witch as opposed to wick.
Oh. So it might not have been like Wicca at all. It might have been witch or something.
It might have been Witcha.
That would make a lot of sense. And then like it got like the we read it today and so we're like, oh, Wicca. And so it was.
Yeah. Because we don't pronounce two C's as a ch sound.
Yeah.
Huh. But I don't know. In terms of like the historical origin of witch, of course it was from the fucking Bible.
Gross. Why do we keep ending up back there?
I don't know. So it's unclear exactly when witches came on the historical scene, but one of the earliest records of a witch is in the Bible in the book of 1 Samuel, thought to be written between 931 and 721 BCE. Basically, some guy sought a witch to summon the dead, because that's how that worked.
Cool. He was like, come here, lady.
Yeah.
I need some... I mean, I feel like it's a big testament to be like, this woman can summon the dead. A man cannot, but this lady can.
But the women can, because the women are full of sin.
It's our sin that makes us powerful.
It's true. That's why they hate us so much. We're the original sinners.
Yeah. Honestly,
I feel pride in that.
Are we the original sinners? Are we the first person to be like, this is kind of fucked up?
If we're going purely based on the Bible, yeah. Because Eve was the one who took the apple and ate the apple.
Yeah.
And then gave the apple to Adam. Eve was the one who listened to the snake, who is Satan, and ate the apple. And went, oh my God, we're idiots. And then...
So maybe it was just like, hey... Maybe she was the first person to be like, maybe everything is not as it actually seems.
Yeah. She was the first person to defy God, which is therefore the first person to sin. And honestly, I'm here for it.
Yeah. On board. Yeah,
I'm so on board.
Do your thing.
Do your thing. Like, honestly, why was he keeping you in a garden anyway?
It was like
that's
kind of
creepy.
It's like being imprisoned.
It's like being imprisoned and not knowing you've been imprisoned, which is almost worse. They were basically zoo animals.
Well, that no one could. Oh, yeah, except for God. And God was like, oh, it's almost predatory.
It's a little bit predatory.
He was like, I want to keep you dumb. Mm-hmm. You have to be dumb and you can live here. And I get to watch you all the time and do whatever the fuck I want.
Yep. Like, you get to be dumb and happy.
Yeah. But we did talk about being ignorant.
We did just talk about being dumb and happy. It's true.
Like, that does sound better sometimes. But still, I'd rather not know that something is fucked up and not be able to be like, oh, this is wrong. This is bad. Yeah. I'd love to know the difference. I need to know the difference between, like, because then if something were to happen that's bad, you wouldn't be able to know.
Exactly. And then you just be perpetuating bad things.
Yeah, this is why you leave the innocent alone.
Yes.
Or I will come for you.
Yep.
I will come and beat your ass just drag you on my true crime podcast because absolutely not. Leave them alone. I'd love to see a movie or a story written about Adam and Eve where someone came in and saved them. Just like broke
into the
garden. Isn't
that literally what the snake did? Wait, no, that's just Good Omens.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's just Good Omens.
I've never seen that.
So the story of Good Omens, which was co-written by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. And Terry Pratchett, bless that man.
In a good way or a bad way?
Oh, no, he's great. We love Terry Pratchett. Terry Pratchett. Okay. Is fantastic. He's also not alive anymore, I don't think.
Oh, rip.
I haven't read the books. I really should. I should read the books. Mm-hmm. I've watched a little bit of the show. But basically, the story effectively is about an angel and a demon. It starts out in the garden. And the demon was the snake. Mm-hmm. And so the demon, like, Crowley.
Yeah.
Aziraphale is the angel. Crowley gets Eve to eat the apple and, you know, what have you. But Aziraphale gives them the flaming sword. So, like, Aziraphale was kind of just like, I mean, if you guys are leaving anyway, here, take something to protect yourselves. So they basically, like, jailbroke these two out of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. They're all like, come on, come make your own decisions.
Yeah.
Were there people outside of the Garden of Eden?
I don't know.
Because, okay, this is part
according
of the story.
According to the Bible, Adam and Eve were the quote-unquote first people.
Yes.
Which is real gross to think about.
Yeah. But that's this is where I start to be like, or not where I start, but this is where I'm like, this makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Because they leave, and then they have two sons.
Uh-huh. One which kills the other.
Yeah. So they just have one son, and then, like, there's a whole thing where he, like, runs away and goes to this town of other people, or, like, this village or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, why
where
are there
those
other
people come from?
Where did they come from?
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't just be like, it's these two people, and that is all. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, but there's this other town, but we don't talk about them.
We don't talk about them.
It's just these. It's like God made a sim town. He was like, here we go. Oh, I'm bored with them. Let me go make this
he
other place.
He did make a sim town.
It's like, why don't we start with those people?
Yep. That's it. God plays the Sims. Confirmed.
Your story makes no sense from the very beginning.
Yeah.
God plays the Sims. We are all a sim. We're all heathen Sims.
Listen.
Committing sins.
I've played The Sims. At some point, when you're the god of a world, you get bored.
Yeah.
And you start setting people on fire.
And then you add mods where they can kill each other.
Exactly.
You give them an apple.
You give them
an
apple.
And they become self-aware.
Yep. God. Listen. Okay. The funniest thing about The Sims 2, they stopped doing it in The Sims 3. But the funniest thing about The Sims 2 is they were aware. The Sims in The Sims 2 knew that they were Sims. Because if you got the camera close enough to them, they'd stare right into it. They would go, hi.
That makes me uncomfortable.
And
did they stare into it or were they just looking? They were
No, if you like got close enough to them, they would turn their head towards the camera and stare into it. And every time they, like, were uncomfortable, they, you know, would wave their arms around and complain. But sometimes they'd, like, look up and be like, oi, feed me! Which cracks me up.
This makes me uncomfortable.
It was great.
I feel like if there is a god, then this entity should have made a device in which we can see them looking down so that we also can judge them. Just be
I agree.
I think that if you make a thing, you deserve to be judged by that thing.
I agree. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I also saw on Instagram that if we want to like sort of dismantle this male-centric world, we have to stop thinking about like God as a male. Like, whoever is in charge is a dude, because that's usually, like, what we just default to, because we've been centered in this male-centric world for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's wild. I didn't even, like, I don't believe in a god. Like, that's just not who I am. But even I, when I refer to God or whatever, or, like, a god, usually it's with a he, him pronoun. I'm like, why do I do that?
Man,
that's
okay.
So fucked up.
So, I don't.
Ronnie, thank you for sending us on the spiral.
Yeah, it's great. there's a movie called Magic Mike. And from Magic Mike came Magic Mike 2. And I prefer Magic Mike 2 over Magic Mike. I didn't really like Magic Mike, but I liked Magic Mike 2.
I like the idea of a Magic Mike.
I agree. There's a line that I love in this movie. And it's like the one line that I remember. It's the one talking line that I remember. And it's when Mike, played by Channing Tatum, is in this kitchen with a lady. I don't remember the lady's name. They become friends. I'm pretty sure she's a lesbian. They're talking about God. And he uses the pronoun she. And she kind of goes like, what? And he goes, yeah, nice. My God's a woman. I was like, fucking hell yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
That's
I love
it. That's all I remember of that conversation.
That's all you need to remember. Mm-hmm. Is that Channing Tatum's character, God is a lady.
Magic Mike. Magic Mike's God is a woman. I'm here for it.
That makes me happy. I feel like that would be better. If our like feminine energy is in charge. Honestly,
it would be a very different world, that's for sure.
I don't want it to be heavy one way or the other. Here's the thing. I don't want everyone to start thinking about God as a she, her pronoun.
Because then that's a totally different problem.
Yeah. No, I don't want it to be like super weighted on the masculine side. I also don't want it to be super weighted on the feminine side. I want everyone to be equal. I just want it to all be the same. Let's all just dismantle God as an entity in general and just be like, you know what? You believe in what you want. Everybody can believe personally and whatever. And we all just like agree that we're all going to get along.
Yep.
It'd be great.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, witches.
Witches.
We are, okay, on this podcast, we are Sims.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And we often get stuck by that stupid mental plate in the doorway.
Yeah, someone has put something 2 feet in front of the door, and we looked at it and go, ah, obviously, I cannot go through the door.
We can't continue, so let's go off a different tangent.
It's called neurodivergentism.
Yay.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah. I love that your handle is nerdisms, and often that sounds like a mental disorder.
It probably is.
If you start a cult, that's just what all of them will be called. You're into the nerdism?
You're into the nerdism? Here's the thing. It wouldn't be a cult, though, because cult requires money.
Okay, look. We have covered many, many cults in the other podcast. Most of these people do not come from money, but they just like get people to follow them and get people to give them their money.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, like it involves the leader becoming rich off of the backs of their followers.
Yeah, and that's not good.
No.
And you have too big of a heart for that.
I have much too big of a heart for that.
I feel like you would end up more in like a situation like Satanism.
Probably.
Yeah. Just like everybody get along.
Yeah.
Build a temple.
You guys can worship there if you want, but like don't worship me. That's kind of weird.
No, you just put up a goose. You put up a statue.
Oh, yeah, of
goose.
Course. Right. Obviously. Yes, we worship the great goose. The great goose of chaos. I'm just gonna become fuck it, why not?
Yeah, I was about to say her name is fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
I would love that. That'd be so funny.
For context, that is the name of my NPC in Nova's current Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Yeah, it's the only god in that game.
Yep. Yep.
All because you managed to escape from a different reality.
Yep. Which I love. I love it.
Yeah. I'm tempted to give you a really tragic backstory of how you became fuck it, why not? But we'll see.
Hang on.
Are we gonna workshop it right here, right now?
Can she be Eve?
Yes.
Cause that would be perfect.
I love that so much.
Instead of feeding the apple to Adam, she just ate the whole damn thing and
ran
away.
I'm hungry. Munch. Goodbye.
Yes. She just ran and like maybe killed God and then escaped to an alternate dimension.
I love this so much. Yes, yes, yes. That is exactly it.
Perfect. That is Perfect.
She stole the magic sword, stabbed it straight through the chest. She stole the magic sword.
Yeah.
And yeeted herself to a different reality through an egg.
Through an egg.
Became a goose.
Yep.
Oh, yep. No.
Okay. I do not know when specifically witchcraft came about, but it was at some point during whenever Old English existed.
Which is when? Shakespeare time? Or is that modern modern Old English? Jesus.
I think that's modern Old English, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, so the concept of witchcraft and the belief of its existence have persisted throughout recorded history. According to the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Summary or Arbitrary Executions, there is difficulty of defining witches and witchcraft across cultures. Terms that, quite apart from their connotations in popular culture, may include an array of traditional or faith healing practices and are not easily defined. So basically, witches throughout history were traditional healers. Mm-hmm. They may not have been called witches at the time because witch is a very specific Old English word. For example, there were like medicine people in indigenous belief systems, but there were also like many indigenous belief systems that include the concept of witchcraft, define witches as malevolent, and then have healers and medicine people for protection against witchcraft. So the concept of quote unquote witchcraft is typically some kind of malevolent thing, like they commune with evil beings or the devil or according to the Christians, enemies of the church. However, it was thought that witchcraft could be thwarted by protective magic or counter magic, which could be provided by the quote-unquote cunning folk or wise people, which were probably men.
Obviously. Yes, yes, yes.
So, yeah, magical healers and midwives were sometimes accused of witchcraft, but they were not the majority of the people who were accused.
Okay. So it was like, it is from a culmination of people who were like quote unquote healers or like people trying to protect but weren't part of a church. And so they were like, you're bad.
Yes.
So obviously you're commuting with evil creatures or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to be gross and blow my nose.
Okay. That's okay. You are sick. I don't know if we covered that on the not Patreon version. Nerd is super ill right now. So let's all do the commending on the fact that she's still willing to podcast. She's putting in the real work.
I'm doing the work, folks.
Yeah. The real effort. This is the real MVP. It sounds like you need a witch to come and heal you.
I do need a witch.
Someone do a magic healing spell for Nerd. Just be like, there you go. I tried so hard to get into witchcraft at one point.
Here's the thing. I enjoy certain concepts of Wicca or witchcraft or neo-paganism or whatever it is you happen to be practicing. For example, tarot. I like tarot. Do I believe in gods? No. Which kind of, sort of, a little bit defeats the purpose of witchcraft. A little. So, there's like, I do, however, there are probably, I want to say, energies in and around.
Yeah.
The world, whether they be electromagnetic or what have you. For example, my mom's kind of scary. Sometimes I think about her and then she texts me like 2 seconds later.
Weird.
Very odd. And then also sometimes she will think about people and they'll text her 2 seconds later. Mm. And I'm just kind of like, mom, that's creepy. Kind of cool, but a little bit creepy. She has like moments where she'll have not like a premonition, but like a feeling, or like she'll have a dream about something and then it'll happen. Anyway, I think there are, it's difficult for me to believe in something that I don't see or that I don't have evidence of. However, that being said, the amount of times that I've pulled a tarot card out of the deck and it has meant something for either myself or for the person that I'm reading for is like 98% of the time.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty high fucking percentage, you know?
So I think for me with that sort of thing, so I really do enjoy tarot. I have the hardest time believing in things. Like, until I see it in front of my face, I don't believe it. Like, in general, this isn't just like gods and shit, but also like, oh, this thing is gonna happen, and until it is front of my face, I don't believe it's gonna happen. That's probably comes from like not trusting people. But like with witchcraft too, I tried really hard to get into it. I cannot believe in magic. I cannot believe in like gods. I can't believe that me putting all these herbs together and burning them is gonna do anything. Like, that's
making a magic spell. I don't understand that.
I don't believe in tarot, but I believe that a lot of cards in tarot are vague.
Yeah.
And a lot of them can mean something to an individual person, regardless of which one is pulled. So like, yes, there are some cards in there that if you pull them, you're like, this doesn't make any sense. But then there's the reverse, and that could mean something. So I think it is talking to, it's almost like a psychological tool.
Yeah.
It is talking to your subconscious. It's, you're able to pull and listen to what your subconscious is saying and what you're actually thinking and being like, oh, okay. So I think it's not so much of like, oh, it's the universe. Oh, it's these energies. I think it's more
a tool
like,
for introspection.
Yeah. It's enough so that you can listen to yourself.
Yes. And I think that is the thing that I enjoy about it. It's, it's a like, it's a thing that goes, hey, you're having some thoughts. You need to listen to those thoughts.
Yeah.
And not ignore them. Those are the aspects that I enjoy. I do also, I will say, there are some people who I keep seeing on TikTok who have like their five bones and like a mat of some kind of animal fur. And the one lady that I really like is it's her bona fide cat. So like that animal skin used to be her cat. It was a dead cat.
Yeah.
It was her cat.
Yeah.
When the cat died, she had the skin removed and like the bones removed. So these bones are her cat's bones. Yeah. This cat is her cat's pelt. And the idea is you have to ask a stupid question and she will ask her cat, whose bones she is holding, whether or not the question is a yes. It has to be yes or no question.
Yeah.
And I love those because they're so dumb.
Yeah.
And the answers are always great.
Yeah. It's a thing for funsies.
It's a thing for funsies, but it's like, is Mothman gay? And like,
the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Mothman is at least bi.
He's at least bi, it's true. But like that kind of stuff,
yeah,
I can get behind.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
As soon as it comes to like real world predictions, I'm kind of like, maybe not.
Same.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah. I have friends that like do the magic-y stuff and do like witchcraft and stuff. And I think that's really cool. I like being there when they do it. I like watching and experiencing the thing.
Do I believe something's going to happen?
No.
But like, I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you find like solace and protection in this thing that you do.
Yeah. know, that's really what religion should be about.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what witchcraft should especially be about. And one I feel like every hope. Witch that I've met has been very much so like, this is my thing. So yeah. Does it have to be your thing?
Yep.
It's the same with like Sabrina is Buddhist. Yeah. And like, she's like, you would never be able to tell, but I feel like you shouldn't be able to tell, like,
exactly
what religion someone is.
Like, I shouldn't know.
Yeah. Until you're like, hey, what do you believe in? And yeah. Then they're like this, and you're like, cool.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I think like, that's very interesting. It shows such a, all different religions show such a diverse range of how people think.
Yeah.
And like what they want to believe in and why and how their brains mm-hmm. work. And I'm like, I wish everyone had the opportunity to find that on their own without being shamed.
Into one or the other.
Yeah, into one or the other, or being like,
yeah.
This is bad, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know.
Make your own decisions.
Yeah.
Make your own decisions.
Be a good person. Be a decent person.
That's all it takes, really.
Yeah. And
just be a good person.
Yeah.
Like an actual good person.
Yeah. And let me tell you, you do not need a religion to do that. You can be decent. Be a good person. Be a good person first, and then find your religion if you want a religion.
If you want one.
If not, that's cool too. Come join us. We don't believe in shit.
We don't believe in anything.
Which is fine. I feel like that makes things more fun.
It definitely makes learning about religion very interesting.
My God, we need
because like I went to Catholic school. I'm not Catholic.
No,
my parents aren't Catholic.
Why did they send you to Catholic school? The only reason
I went, it was the cheapest private school in town. So they wanted to send me to private school.
Okay.
But all of the other private schools are real fucking expensive.
Yeah. That's why I went to public school.
Right. But they didn't want to send me to public school. They wanted me to go to private school. So
Fancy. They
sent me to the local Catholic school. And like, honestly, I'm not that mad about it. I really only started to get mad about it in like 10th grade.
Because
at that point I was a teenager and I was like, this is all fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And
you have to go to like Bible class?
We had religion class, yeah.
Where you, however, did you learn about religions?
It was mostly to learn about Catholicism.
Yeah.
You
can't call it religion class if you only learn about one religion.
Yeah, I know. But it's fine. However, I will say, so my grade 8 religion teacher, he very much taught the class as a class about, like, morals, as opposed to a class about Catholicism.
Okay.
And my grade 9 teacher taught it from a perspective of learning about the religion as the religion, as opposed to something that you believe in. So that was cool.
Ooh, yeah.
My grade 10 teacher, however, did not do either of that.
Gross.
Those things. Mm-hmm. And at some point, when we had to write an essay about what Jesus means to us, and I told him I didn't believe in Jesus, he told me to pretend, and I said no.
I love that you did that. You said, I'm not being a part of your game.
I still wrote the essay, but I wrote the essay and made it very clear that I did not believe in Jesus.
We're still like, if I were to believe in Sky Daddy.
Yeah. It was exactly that. I was like, if I were to believe in Jesus, I might have these thoughts. I don't remember the grade that I got for that essay, but I don't think it was great.
I feel like that should have been an automatic 100.
I agree.
That's so funny.
And then the year after I left Catholic school, because... Mm-hmm. I went to my dad. I was like, this is fucking stupid. And he was like, I agree. You're going to public school. I was like, sick.
Nice. Did you like public school?
Meh. I was only there for the last 2 years. So it's not like I had many feelings about it. I was mostly sad to be leaving all of my friends, because all of my friends were still at the Catholic school.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my god, I don't know anybody. Ah!
New friends, I guess.
New friends, I guess, yay. That was the only issue, really. But just like everything up into grade 10 was mostly fine.
Yeah.
I never, like, we had to go to mass and like all that stuff, but they never forced me to get communion. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just go up and the priest would just like bless me, mm-hmm. as opposed to giving me communion.
Did you sneeze beforehand?
I probably sneezed at least once or twice.
I think that'd be so funny. Achoo! Bless you. Achoo. Thank you.
Bless you. Thanks.
And then leave.
Oh
no.
But it was the nice thing about, I will say, so in our school system, mm-hmm. You have to take electives, and you have to take a certain amount of electives to graduate. Mm-hmm. And most people, by the time they're in grade 12, haven't taken enough electives, so they have to take electives. But religion class counts as an elective, despite the fact that we were forced to take it in Catholic uh-huh. school. According to the school system of the city, that's an elective. So by the time I hit grade 12, I had a spare class. So I had like one like hour and a half slot per day, mm-hmm. that I could just do whatever the fuck I wanted in.
That's great.
It was awesome.
Like, ah, so this was worth something.
Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah.
I feel like we only answered... Did we answer the only question that we asked today?
Probably.
Was it, where did witches come from?
Where did witches come from? Hope you're happy, Ronnie.
They come from a collective group of people that were trying to do good things and heal people, and then other people wanted to shame them because they were most likely women. So,
do we want to have a final question just to like say we answered more than one?
We can. I don't know if any of my questions are like final. Oh no, never mind. I might have one. Okay, let me look. Hold on. What is Arizona known for?
What is Arizona known for? What a question.
Look, this whole list is just, because some of the questions I have are great. They're really like, okay, we're going to think about this and try to figure it out. And then they have questions like that. Like, what
so
the fuck?
When you ask that question, are you talking about like tourist attractions? Are you talking about like the state food or the state tree or the state?
Like a park? Stigma is mostly what I'm talking about.
A witch, sorry?
Like a stigma. Like, what is it known?
So like a bad thing?
Or a good thing, just a thing.
Because the first thing that Arizona is known for is quite literally the Grand Canyon.
Is that what's in there?
Uh-huh.
Huh. I did not know that. I'm assuming, like, you know how Idaho is kind of known for potatoes and somewhere is known for flat land.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Arizona is the Grand Canyon.
Is it a desert? Arizona is a desert.
Yeah.
Huh. Is it close to Las Vegas? Did it sit next to Nevada?
Well, I think, is that Nevada? Nevada's next to California, right?
Fuck if I know.
Oh.
We know I'm not great with geography or anything else.
Nevada. I was right. Nevada is next to California.
Oh.
And Arizona is half next to California and half next to Nevada.
Okay. You think its people are nice? Or are they just like, we live in a desert, we're going to be evil?
That's a good question. Are people in Arizona nice?
Are they just a bunch of heathens?
So for the most part, people everywhere are pretty friendly. There are community rules written or just observed pretty much everywhere you go. Here in Arizona, if you mind yourself publicly, you are always welcome. I don't know what that means. Does that mean don't be too gay? Or does that mean don't run around naked?
Hopefully it just means don't run around naked.
I hope it just means don't run around naked. But also, like, there are all types everywhere.
So it's known for being hot.
It's known for being hot
and dry and the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hot and dry Grand Canyon.
And you should not run around with your clothes off.
And don't run around naked.
That's what Arizona is known for.
And like some food, I guess.
What food?
Cheese crisps.
That sounds good. Have you ever had a cheese straw?
A what?
A cheese straw?
What the fuck
is
that?
This is the most southern thing that I have ever said. It's like cheese that's like almost a fry, but it's crunchier. It's like a long chip, but it's made out of cheese.
Ew. I mean, I don't love cheese to begin with, so
that's fair. They're interesting. It's an interesting texture. It's almost like a what is the thing that's it's you can make it out of meringue, I think. Like hard
ew.
Meringue, you know? Not like the soft kind, but like when people bake it. It's kind of like that texture, but it's not sweet.
Nope. You're not, just made it you're worse. Not selling this to me.
I'm not trying to.
That sounds horrendous.
Yeah.
I'm imagining like sharp cheddar.
That's usually what it is.
With the texture of meringue, and I kind of want to throw up a little.
Well, stop picturing it.
That is...
You are pretty on point, though. That's sort of what it is.
Gross.
Is that a southern thing, or is that just a U.S. thing?
I don't know.
I think that's a southern thing. Oh, man. What a wild left turn.
Where are cheese straws from? Our traditional food of England and the southern United States.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so it's a southern thing.
Yep.
I'm surprised it started in England.
Why are you surprised everything from the U.S. came from England? Or from the indigenous folk? Or from the black people?
Look,
or
everything
from
in the U.S.
everything else that the U.S. stole from?
Everything in the U.S. was stolen from somebody else, yes.
Yeah.
That's just how that worked.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. All right. Well, raise your hand if you've ever had a cheese straw. Let us know in the comments if you've ever had a cheese straw. All right. Let's do a Patreon shout out time.
All right. I got to do that. Hang on. Wait.
Yeah. God, I'm going to hate myself so much because this episode is by far one of the longest that we've done because we rambled in the beginning for a really long time.
It'll be fun.
So, like, future me is going to be like, what the fuck, Nova?
What the fuck?
I'm like, sorry.
My
bad.
I don't remember.
I'm just a heathenous sim. You can't blame me for anything. There's a plate in the way.
There's a plate in the way. I'm trying to find someone that we haven't shouted out before.
I mean, if we don't have a shout out, that's okay. I'd like to shout out Steven. Let's shout Steven
out. Yes, shout out Steven.
Hey, Steven, thank you for supporting us and our podcast the whole time. If you don't
literally
know Steven,
from day one.
Steven is on the he's
the cover.
The cover art. That's Steven.
That's
Steven. He's our little mascot. He's
Everyone
great.
Say hi to Steven.
Yeah. You can mildly shame him because he needs to be a little bit shamed right now, but we mostly love him.
But like not too hard.
No. He's got a big heart. He's one of the nicest people you have ever met. So.
Yeah. It's not his fault he's too nice.
Yeah. Now, Steven knows what we mean. Is personality your fault? All right. Well, you know where you can find
Thank
us.
Thank you for being here, everybody.
Yeah. You could find us on Instagram at the name I can never remember.
HDWGH Productions.
Yeah. We've got Patreon linked there. We've got a Redbubble linked there.
Yeah.
We've got all of our stuff. Go find us and continue listening and give us some nice reviews and say some nice stuff about us. That would be great. That would be lovely.
Please and thank you. We want sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd love to continue doing stuff. And if you like are not on our Patreon, we do longer versions of these episodes and you get episodes mm-hmm. early. So, you know, there's incentive to join our Patreon. If you so wish to join our own little goose cult.
It's like goose cult adjacent. I feel like I run the goose cult and you run the potato cult. And together they are Spud Goose.
Spud Goose. I don't know. I've sort of stepped away from potatoes.
Oh, fair.
I've just
no more spuds for you?
No, I'm sort of free floating right now. Okay. Like, well,
fair enough. I respect it.
Yeah, you know, that's okay. Well,
it is what it is.
We will see you next week, hopefully with a less intense episode.
Sorry about that.
Like this, you know,
my bad.
Just stuff. So we'll see you next week, and send us more emails and questions and stuff that'll derail us for a whole episode. That'll be fun.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
This has been Not for Educational Purposes with Kai and Nova. Directed and produced by the How Did We Get Here Productions team. Our music is Elevator Music by Les FM. And thank you all for sticking around and not learning stuff with us.